She whistled at my tone. You certainly aren't happy to see me. What's wrong? I heard her push aside some of the tools and pots on my workbench and sit down. Afraid I'll out you as the last living demon? I had lived without fear for more than a year, so it was slow to awaken in me. I only sighed and knelt to begin collecting the spilled onions. I suppose it was inevitable you would find out why the Aramiri killed me. Yes, nummy secrets. I heard her kick her feet idly, like a little girl nibbling a cookie. I promised Mad, after all, that I'd find out who was killing our siblings. At that, I sat back on my heels. I still felt no fear. I had nothing to do with Rola. That was Date. The rest, though. I had no idea, so I shrugged. It could have been either of us. They started taking my blood not long after they kidnapped me. The only one I'm sure was my fault was Madding. I wouldn't say it was your fault, Nemer began. I would. An uncomfortable silence fell. Are you going to kill me now? I asked. There was another pause that told me she'd been considering it. No. Do you want my blood for yourself, then? Gods, no! What do you take me for? An assassin? I felt her stare at me, her consternation churning the air of the small room. I don't want your blood, she said finally. In fact, I'm planning to do all I can to make sure anyone else who figures out your secret dies before they can act on it. The Aramiri were right about anonymity being your surest protection. I intend to make sure even they don't remember your existence for long. Lord Tavril knows his place. I'm sure he could be persuaded to remove certain records from the family archive in exchange for my silence about his carefully hidden stash of demon's blood, which isn't hidden as well as he thinks it is. I see. My head was beginning to hurt. Not from magic, just pure irritation. There were aspects of life and shadow that I did not miss. Why did you come then? She kicked her feet again. I thought you'd want to know. Keter runs Madding's organization now, with Istan. I didn't know the latter name, but I was relieved, more than I'd ever expected to be, to hear that Keter was alive. I licked my lips. What about the others? Lil is fine. The demon couldn't take her. With the clarity of intuition, I realized Date had become the demon for Nemer. I was something else. She almost killed him, in fact. He fled from their battle. She's taken over the Shoestucks junkyard, Dump's old place, and Ancestor's village. At my look of alarm, she added, she doesn't eat anyone who doesn't want to be eaten. In fact, she's rather protective of the children. Their hunger for love seems to fascinate her. And for some reason, she's gained a taste for being worshipped lately. I couldn't help laughing at that. What about... None of the others survived, she said. My laughter died. After a moment of silence, Nemer added, Your friends from Art Row are all fine, though. That was very good. But it hurt me most of all to think about that part of my old life. So I said, Did you have a chance to check on my mother? No, sorry. Getting out of the city is difficult enough. I could make only one trip. I nodded slowly and resumed picking up onions. Thank you for doing it. Really. Nemer hopped down and helped me. You seem to have a good life here, at least. How is I smelled her discomfort, like a toe of garlic amid the onions. He's better, I said. Do you want to talk to him? He went to the market. Should be back soon. Went to the market? Nemer weakly let out a little laugh. Will wonders never cease? We got the onions into a basket. I sat back, mopping my now sweaty brow with a dirty hand. She sat there beside me on her knees, thinking a daughter's thoughts. I think he'd be happy if you stayed, I said softly, or came back at some point in the future. I think he misses all of you. I'm not sure I miss him, she said, though her tone said something entirely different. Abruptly, she got to her feet, brushing off her knees unnecessarily. I'll think about it. I rose as well. All right. I considered whether to invite her to stay for dinner, then decided against it. Despite what it might have meant to Shiny, I didn't really want her to stay. She didn't really want to either, An awkward silence descended between us.